You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde. Some for hire drivers in Seattle are donning pink mustaches on their cars. That's a symbol for the car service company Lyft. Lyft, Uber, and Sidecar are all alternatives to traditional taxis, and until now they've been operating without a lot of regulation, but that could be about to change. The Seattle City Council has been looking at some proposals today to rein in these car service companies, and here to tell us more about that is Seattle City Council President Sally Clark. Hi, Sally.
Hey, how's it going?
So, first off, what's new here? Why are you even considering regulating these car service companies?
Because they are new. Fundamentally, these are for payment services that are using the roadways, taking you and me from point A to point B, and doing it for compensation. That is something that the city has traditionally regulated out of a concern for safety, consumer protection, and just making sure that we have a healthy choice spread of mobility in the city.
What are the specific kinds of problems that the council is looking to address?
Yeah. So with the companies you mentioned, the two most prominent companies in our region are Lyft and UberX in this particular field. And this is about individuals who use their private vehicle, log into a system so that when there's a passenger looking for a ride on this system, they can tap on the screen and request that particular car driver. You then get a bill via your cell phone at the end of that trip, and you can choose how much of that bill, that estimated cost, that suggested cost, you want to pay. That opens up a lot of questions about who is that driver that you just climbed into the car with? How have they been vetted? How safe is that ride, both from the perspective of personal safety with the driver that's in the car and the driver's expectations of who the passenger is, and also the safety of the vehicle. How well is that vehicle functioning on the roadway? Is it safe to be on the roadway? What we unfortunately tend to have to think about are some of these scenarios where things don't go so well. If somebody has an accident out in the public right-of-way, heaven forbid that there are injuries, but if there are, insurance comes into question. How well does the individual who's been driving that car know about their own insurance coverage, and have they been truthful with their insurance company that they are providing a commercial service with their personal vehicle?
And you and the council have been meeting all morning, as I understand it, to talk about ways in which you might solve some of those problems or regulate these companies. What are some of the proposals you've got on the table?
Yeah, we had a meeting this morning where we looked at the kind of public review of a draft set of proposed regulations, and I'll be the first to say there's some provocative stuff in there that we threw in there to get the conversation going. We need to come to some conclusion on this so that we can again guarantee safety, consumer protection, and mobility choices. So what people will see in there is an attempt to regulate these services. They currently do not operate within the confines of Washington state law. This is an attempt to figure out how to have them be a legal option. We certainly hear from a lot of people who like these choices, like using UberX, like using Lyft, which is great, except they're not actually legal and they're not regulated in any way.
So what are some of the more provocative things you're talking about doing in terms of regulation?
Well, I don't think it's provocative for us to say, hey, you got to show that you actually have reasonable insurance to protect drivers and protect the public in case of an accident. That I don't think is provocative. We would require that the drivers not necessarily go through the whole couple of days training that you have to go through to be a taxi driver, but go through a more limited version of getting a permit. We would also require that the car be inspected maybe by a third party and have a list of standards that have to be met in order for the car to be deemed safe. That also is less than a taxi is required to go through. The more provocative stuff has to do with how many hours a week are these cars out in commercial service? We've certainly heard from folks that these are part-timers, that this is not the profession of a lot of these drivers. They're picking up money on the side. They're providing capacity during peak hours for a system that needs it. So we propose saying, okay, well, if that is true, let's say that we should cap the number of hours that these cars should be on the road in any given week to 16 hours doing this kind of work. We also proposed that in this pilot period where we put these initial regulations in place, that any company like Lyft or Uber have no more than 100 drivers doing this kind of work. Again, starting place. And definitely those two things, the cap on the driver hours and the cap on the number of cars in the system during this pilot phase, have gotten a lot of attention as being the death of these services. I think that's probably, intended to be provocative as well. We certainly hear from the taxi industry that the regulations are the death of the taxi industry. So we've got a lot of folks paying attention to this, and a lot of disagreement about who's going to be killed by it.
And taxi industry wanting to see more regulation since they're in direct competition. What are you seeing? What are you hearing from companies like Lyft, Sidecar, and UberX?
Yeah, it varies a little bit. We are still hoping to get more information from them about how their model works so that we can figure out what the right application for regulation actually is. We would love to know a little bit more about how many drivers are actually out there on the system at a given time helping to meet demand for rides. We'd love to know a little bit more about how many hours a week those drivers are working. Is it really a side job for some folks, or is it really professional driving that looks a whole lot more like a taxi? Part of this is that if you're on the road a lot of the time, if you're really functioning more like a taxi,
yeah,
that really begs the question about why not regulate it like a taxi.
Yeah.
But if you are on the road more like a part-timer, that's where we can get more into, like, well, maybe we don't have to make you go through everything that a taxi driver and that taxi vehicle have to go through.
All right. Seattle City Council President Sally Clark, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Tell us about a proposal to regulate car service companies like Lyft, Sidecar, and UberX. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.